I'd like to talk a little bit about Inyan D'Yoma. Specifically this year, we have Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. We know that Rosh Hashanah can fall out on 4 out of the 7 days of the week. Lo Adu Rosh is the simon that we have, that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Sunday, Aleph, on Wednesday, Dalet, or Friday, Vav. That's the first day Rosh Hashanah cannot be on one of those 3 days, which means the 4 options would be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos. This year, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, a lot of unique halachas, a lot of things to be aware of, both in halacha and hashkafa and machshava. We'll focus beikar on the machzer and the seder tefillah, and then from there we'll talk a little bit about shofar and the bitul mitzvah shofar on Shabbos. Typically on a Friday night, we begin the tefillah with Kabbalah Shabbos. We have a series of mizmori tehillim, mechun ranana, and then we have on the Bechoach, and we have the Piyut Lachadodi, followed by Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos and Hashem Malach. What happens when you have Yontif that's Chal on Shabbos? There are various minhagim, whether we actually go through the whole Seder Kabbalah Shabbos. So there are some who would have some portions of Kabbalah Shabbos that are said, but most minhagim don't say the L'chun Aranna Mizmorim. Some in Sfarad, by Hasidim, they'll say some of the Lachadodis, maybe the first couple of stanzas, the last couple of stanzas. And Minhag Ashkenaz is just to start with Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos and Hashem Malach, not to say any of the Mizmorei Kabbalah Shabbos or Lachadodi. Ki'ilu, the Iker now becomes the Yantif, not to mix that with Shabbos. Those who do say Boi B'Shalom, so in Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos, it's brought down not to say B'Simcha B'Tzahala, but to say B'Rina B'Tzahala, because Rosh Hashanah is not quite the same level of Yom Simcha. But I was thinking that even though we don't have the formal trappings of a Kabbalah Shabbos this Friday night, but the spirit of Kabbalah Shabbos is mamish there in the air on Rosh Hashanah. And that's because the makor for Kabbalah Shabbos is a few Gemaras that talk about the behavior of certain Amorayim. As Shabbos is approaching, they would say, Bo v'neitze lukas Shabbos malkisa, bo ichala, bo ichala. The Rambam, when he codifies, so to speak, this inyan of waiting to greet the Shabbos, the Rambam in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos discusses the notion of kavod Shabbos, and he describes the image of a person waiting l'hakbolas p'nei Shabbos, kimo shel yotze likras hamelech. The Rambam doesn't say malka, he says likras hamelech. It's as if you're about to go out and greet the king. He quotes the Gemara, V'chacham HaRishonim would gather the Talmidim and Erev Shabbos, V'omrim bo v'neitze likras Shabbos hamelech. So the whole inyan of Kabbalah Shabbos is preparing mentally for an encounter with the king. And of course, that's what Shabbos represents. Yismachu v'malchuscha, Shomei Shabbos v'kori oneg, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressed in Shabbos itself. And of course, if there's any day that the essence of the day is defined by Malchios, it's Rosh Hashanah. We know that every one of the brachas that we have of Kedushas Hayom, whether in Shmona Esrei, in the various Shmona Esreis of the day, whether it's in the bracha of the Haftorah, whether it's in Kiddush, the conclusion of the bracha is Melech al kol ha'aretz, Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. If a person would forget the words Melech al kol ha'aretz, so clearly if he forgot it in Malchios, in Musaf, there would be a need to repeat, because that's part of the chasima, that's part of the essence of the bracha. What if you forgot those words in one of the other tefillos? So it's Machokes HaPoskim. Many poskim hold, Rav Chaim famously said this, that Melech al kol ha'aretz is part of the Kedushas Hayom. It's not just there because of Malchios, when we have the bracha Malchios, and it's ma'akev then, it's ma'akev in Kiddush, it's ma'akev in all the brachas that we have of Kedushas Hayom. Melech al kol ha'aretz is a central part of it. So the essence of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we emphasize so much in our tefillah. So even though we're not saying the Mizmorei Kabbalah Shabbos, which are all about the idea of greeting a king, Hashem Malach, or the Mizmorim themselves, the Yom Rogaim Hashem Malach, that's what Shabbos is, that's what Rosh Hashanah is as well. The repeated references to Uvachain in the Shmona Esrei, Uvachain Tein Pachtecha, Uvachain Tein Kavod, Uvachain Tzadikim, the Abudram famously said that Uvechein is associated with the Lashon of the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, when Esther said after fasting for 3 days, Uvechein avo el hamelech. With that, I'm going to greet the king, and hamelech always is a remes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malkus Shel Olam. So we also take the word Uvechein as we daven, because it's that same mindset, that Uvechein avo el hamelech. Okay, let's talk about some of the things that we take out in our davening on Rosh Hashanah Shachar B'Shabbos, and then we'll talk about things that we include and add or change in the davening. So the most basic rule of thumb on Rosh Hashanah Shachar B'Shabbos, and it's true for other Yom Tovim as well, is that we eliminate bakashas. We know that we generally don't have bakashas on Shabbos. Various explanations given why that is, because a person will feel tsar and he'll feel the lack, or because a person should feel that everything is done for me, I lack nothing. Either way, we eliminate bakashas b'Shabbos, and therefore, Rosh Hashanah Shachar b'Shabbos, we're not going to have the Yud Gimel Midos that we say when we take out the Torah, and the Ribono Shel Olam that we say when we take out the Torah, and we're not going to have the Ribono Shel Olam that we say at the time of Birchas Kohanim for dreams. And we, of course, don't say Avinu Malkeinu, which is all a list of bakashas as well, bakasha b'Shabbos. It's interesting, though, I was thinking that there is one tefillah that begins Avinu Malkeinu that we are going to say, even though Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos. That Avinu Malkeinu is found in the Chazaras HaShatz of Musaf, at the end of the bracha of Modim, just before we say, Uchsov v'chayim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. Just before that sentence, there's a long Techina called Avinu Malkeinu, starts with Zechorach Hamecha Uchvosh Kasecha. We ask Hashem to remove from us and all Kal Yisrael all terrible things. Magefa. Think about how maybe we didn't have enough kavana last Rosh Hashanah when we said this. Magefa. Who thinks about Magefa? Pegara Komachelo Chotakol V'Chol Kitata. And we end with Sinas Chinam. The Sinas Chinam Mialenu. Interesting. That Avinu Malkeinu gets left in. Bechlal, I was wondering, why is this Avinu Malkeinu said where it said? Why is it positioned at the end of Tfilas Modim and Chazaras HaShatz? And you see, it's not a coincidence, because this Tfila ends with the words, U'me'al kol b'nei v'risecha. And the next sentence that we have is, U'chsov v'chayim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. So you see that there was a particular intent to put this Avinu Malkeinu right before the sentence Uchsov v'chayim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. So I didn't see this. I don't remember seeing this anywhere, but I believe that the connection has to do with the last of the bakashos in the list. You see, we start off with Magef v'chalei dever v'chev rav v'magef v'pegara, but then it ends with Sinas Chinam. And Sinas Chinam is the antithesis of Shalom. And the time that we're saying this tefillah is right around Birchas Kohanim, right after the Bracha of Modim is concluded. We have Birchas Kohanim, which is the quintessential Bracha for Shalom. And so since this tefillah is building up to ask Hashem to remove from us Sinas Chinam, so that's why we have it over here. That's what I think. And the fact that we say it on Shabbos shows you that this is an incredible tefillah that should not be waved on Shabbos. We know that when something is an emergency, we can even scream on Shabbos for it. Masri nafilu b'Shabbos. Tosis discusses l'mashal that the tefillah that we say for dreams, so typically the Gemara says you shouldn't say something while the Kohanim are saying their words, Abirchas Kohanim. And we do it in a way that it's not interruption because they pause and they sing. But in time of the Gemara, it sounds like you would say it while the Kohanim were doing the Yivarechecha. So Tosis asked, but you're not supposed to speak while they're talking to you. They're giving you a bracha. Tosis says it's a sakana. It's a sakana de amatir. You see that certain situations, because of the emergency quality of it, we are actually going to waive what would otherwise be inappropriate bakasha. So apparently this bakasha, these types of things that we're asking for, and especially sinas chinam, it's even on Shabbos that we warrant these bakashas. As far as individual bakashas, now we know typically we can add bakashas in our davenings. Many people do it at the end of Elkay Netzor. What about on Rosh Hashanah? What about Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos? So the truth is, even on a regular Rosh Hashanah, let's say the second day this year, is it appropriate to add personal bakashas? So it's a machokas. There are those who say, listen, what better time than Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaDin? You have your own bakashas that you're asking for, ruchnias, gashmias, how could you not? And there are those who argue, no, because since the essence of the day is malchios, a person's focus should be totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want what's best for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want that your name should be publicized all over the world, V'iruch HaKol HaMasim, and it almost detracts from that focus to speak about your individual requests. So it's an old debate. There's a Zohar that they quote, that the Zohar says, you know, the Jews come together and they ask like dogs, have, give. They should be speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'maisa, David Kamar Avid. Whatever you do is fine. And if you ask bakashas, l'chari, you can do it on Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos as well, because it is a Yom HaDin. I found in the Hanhagos of Avshalom Zalman Orbach, he brings as follows in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav HaLichot Shlomo. Afa pisha asur lishot tzracha b'Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to add bakashas in all kind of tzor. In the Ha'ara, on the bottom, they say he told his Talmidim not to add bakashas, pratios, and Rosh Hashanah. They should just focus on malchios. I found in the Matei Ephraim that when you make a mishaberach for a chole on Rosh Hashanah Shachal b'Shabbos, so we usually would add the word Shabbos himilizok because of the fact that we avoid bakashas on Shabbos. But he says, here it's a Yom HaDin. So you don't have to add Shabbos in the Lizok. There's no reason why you have to apologize, so to speak, and say it's really not allowed. You can scream out, it's a Yom HaDin. Shabbos in the Lizok is not necessary. And Yom Tov in the Lizok is not necessary. If it were just a weekday, you can just say the normal Nusach without those extra words. Okay, so those are the aspects of Tefillah that you think you'd leave out Tefillahs. Let's talk about the Tefillah and how we add things or change things around the Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos. So we all know, generally speaking, we have many things that are added every Rosh Hashanah. We add the various sentences within the brachos of Magen Avraham and Atagibor, and we change the whole chasim of HaKel HaKadosh, Tamelech HaKadosh. We add those extra paragraphs. We have the extra sentences in Uchsov Chaim Tovim and the Sefer Shalom, of course, that continues through Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Friday night, we're going to add the Shamu V'nei Yisrael Shabbos before Tikkun V'Chodesh Shofar, before Shemoneh Esrei. After Shemoneh Esrei, like a regular Friday night, you have Vayichulu, and you have Magen Avos. But here, I don't know if everyone is going to be davening in a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. A lot of people set up minyanim that are outdoors. It's not a simple thing. If you're davening in a new location that's not necessarily established as a Beis HaKnesses or as a Mokum Tefillah, one may not, it could be you didn't say Magen Avos, because the way it was based originally, it had to do with the Batei Knesses that were on the, to give people more time. So you have to ask your Rav how to work it out. If I have a situation myself where I'm davening, I'm actually helping to run a minyan in a parking lot of a shul. They haven't been davening there all this time. They've been davening inside, but now they need to spread out the people. So I received a psak that if it's on shul grounds, that's good enough to say Magen Avos. So it could be also there's a taz that says that if you're a koveya to have a few tefillahs in a row over a couple of days, like a market, a yirid, that's good enough. So it could be if you're going to daven there a Shani Yom Kippur, that could also be enough for Magen Avos. But if you have a backyard that's just having a Rosh Hashanah minion, just for Rosh Hashanah, so maybe Friday night you would not say Magen Avos. Something to be sensitive to.
Rebbe, what about if you're davening in a school in which the school has makom tefilos in it, but you're not davening even in the makom tefilo, but you're in the same building as?
I don't know. I it's a good question. If it's not a room that's definitely miyuchad for tefila and they're just doing it now Rosh Hashanah, so you could hang your head on the taz and say at least if they're going to do it for the few days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, maybe that's good enough to justify Magen Avos. But if you don't want to remind it. It's a gym, but I'm saying, but are they going to dive in that gym both days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So maybe that's enough of a kvius. That could be that you can rely on that taz. But I would definitely run it by the Rav, whoever has jurisdiction over the minyan, to paskin on it.
Because if they say it, Lamaisa, should I be saying it with them, even if
Well, the truth is, Magen Avos is not really supposed to be, doesn't have to be recited by the Kahal anyway. It ikers at the Chazaras HaShatz of the Chazan. So the Minhag HaGra is not to say Magen Avos. And if you say it, you should definitely have the Chazan repeat it. Some people don't realize the Chazan says it together with the Kahal, and you don't even hear the Chazan saying Magen Avos. Maybe you'll hear the last sentence. Either way, the Chazan should be saying the entire Magen Avos beginning to end. The Kahal can say it or not say it. It's not even, it's not required either way to say it. But the Minhag is that people say it first. But the question more is the bracha itself. He's saying Hashem, 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 bracha Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. So if it's not to be said, then he should stop after Vayichugu and go to Kaddish, or to the David Mizmor, whatever that they'll say. I think you should just know that it's a shaila. It's a shaila. In terms of the nusach of brachas of Shmoneh Esrei and what we add in the Kedusha Sayom bracha, Vatitan Lanu Hashem Elokeinu. So in a regular day of the week with Rosh Hashanah, we already say be'ahava, even if it's not Shabbos, which is really not so pashit, because not all the old neschos have the ahava, but most machzorim have the ahava on a regular Rosh Hashanah. But then on a Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, there's a second reference to be'ahava. So it's really not as simple as it sounds. There's something else that we should mention as well before the second be'ahava. There's a version of Yom Vatit Hashem again be'ahava, right? It's Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. Yom Truah Mikra Kodesh, that's for a weekday. For Shabbos, one substitutes Zichron Truah Mikra Kodesh. Now, why is that? Because there's two psukim. One pasuk is in Emor, which says Zichron Truah. The other pasuk is in Pinchas, which says Yom Truah. The Yushami learns that one pasuk is a remez to Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, when you don't blow shofar, and that's Zichron Truah. The other pasuk is when you blow, because it's during the week, that's Yom Truah. And the Yerushalmi says that's the reason why we have a marker in the Chumash not to blow Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. The Gemara rejects it in the end and gives the reason of the Gzeira that you might carry B'Shus HaRabin. But that distinction remains valid for the Tefillah. There's a mistake in many Machzorim that you'll see. Some Machzorim will make it appear as if when it's Shabbos, like this year, then you say Yom Zichron Truah. That's not correct. What you should be saying is not Yom Zichron Truah, but Zichron Truah. That's connected the pasuk in Parashas Emor. So on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Truah Mikra Kodesh. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's Zichron Truah, not Yom Zichron Truah, Zichron Truah. Now, after the words Zichron Truah come the words Ba'ava again. So that's where the Levush disagrees. So Levush says that you can't say in the same sentence Truah and Be'ahava, because Truah is din, and Ava is the opposite. So the Levush thought to eliminate the second Be'ahava, and Rav Moshe and Tshuva Negros Moshe and Shlomo Zalman as well say the minig is to say it, and it's not a big problem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's giving din, he still loves us, and he shows favoritism to us, and it's not really an issue, and all the Siddurim say it. So that much I wouldn't say is a mistake, to say the second be'ahava. But to say Yom Zichron Truah is not correct. It should be Zichron Truah Mikra Kodesh. That's in the Vatit and Lanu.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's only a mistake. The mistake is Yom, is you don't say Yom on Shabbos or on any
day. Right. It's not Yom Zichron Truah. It's Zichron Truah Mikra Kodesh, or be'ahava Mikra Kodesh, not Yom Truah. It's Zichron Truah, because that's the other pasuk. Some machzorim will have the word yom and then a parenthesis zichron add on Shabbos and then truah, which gives you the impression that you say yom zichron truah. But that's not what it should be. It should be that you have yom truah on second day Rosh Hashanah, which is weekday, and zichron truah on the first day. That's what I'm pointing out. And then you could say be'ava like it says in the machzor, not like the levush. In the bracha, the last paragraph that concludes Kedushas Hayom, so we have an extra sentence, of course, for Shabbos. V'anchilenu Hashem Elokeinu be'ava uveratzon Shabbos kachecha v'yanuchu v'yisa mekadshei shemecha. It's interesting where we put it. Typically, if it were, let's say, yontif shechal b'Shabbos, so we would say v'tayar libeinu, we'd say v'tayar libeinu abdecha be'emes, and then we would say these words, V'anchirena Hashem Elokeinu be'ava uveratzon Shabbos kachecha, V'enuch v'yisa mekadshei shemecha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'yisrael v'azmanim. So we would first say, V'tayar libeinu abdecha be'emes, and then we would add, V'anchirena Hashem Elokeinu until Mikadshei Shenecha. But here, we do something different. Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos, we say it before V'tayr Ben Lav Decha. And then we add the Tar Libeinu Lav Decha Be'emes. So we insert the Hanchilenu before the Tar Libeinu Lav Decha Be'emes. Why is that? So the first distinction is simple, because typically this sentence leads right into the Chasima. On the Yom Tov Shachal B'Shabbos, we say, V'yanuchu Yisrael Mekad Shei Shemecha, Baruch Atah Hashem. We're right away ending. Here, the ending is not yet. We have another sentence of Me'ein HaChasima, Ki Atah Elkim Emes, Baruch HaEmes, V'kaim La'ad. And then we'd say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melchol Kol Aretz. But the other point is the following, that since we're beginning to end with Ki Atah Elkim Emes, so we want to juxtapose V'tayr Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes with Ki Atah Elkim Emes. So we have the MS's, the two times MS are connected. So therefore we put V'hanchileinu before V'tayr Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes, and then V'tayr Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes, Ki Atah Elkim Emes, and we go on from that to the rest of the bracha and the ending of the bracha. Another halacha, before we talk about shofar, and that we don't have shofar on Shabbos, is about when to end your davening. So typically, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch that you can go till around Chatzos with Piyutin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, you can go, but after Chatzos, if it's a weekday. But on Shabbos, you don't want to go past Chatzos, because you don't want to fast past Chatzos on Shabbos. So that means one of two things. Either you should be careful to end davening in time to be able to make Kiddush before Chatzos, which is a little before 1 o'clock, or if you're davening in a minyan that's starting a little later and not cutting so much, or it's not going to necessarily be shortened, then you should have a cup of water before you go to shul, because you don't want to be fasting on Shabbos past Chatzos. So anyway, it's just, you know, something to be aware of again in terms of the halacha. Just to say a quick word or two about the fact that we don't have shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. So we spoke about the lumbus of it a different time, if you remember, exactly the nature of what this means, if the mafkia the mitzvah, or they just said that the mitzvah still can exist. Just more in hashkafa vein. The Gemara says, a member of Rabbi Yitzchak, that any year that they're not blowing shofar b'tchilasa, nirin l'abisofa. Ko shana she'en token b'tchilasa, nirin l'abisofa. If you don't blow shofar beginning of the year, in Aleph Tishrei, then it could come, bad things could happen later on in the year. So the Bahag says, yeah, but that doesn't mean if it's on Shabbos, because it means if there's an onus, something happens and you couldn't blow shofar, that's a bad sign. Explains the Meshech Chachma, a very incredible idea. He says, you see, why does the Bahag need this caveat? Yeah, you don't blow shofar because Chazal said not to blow shofar. He says, to kias shofar is not just a mitzvah, that Nebuch, if you didn't do it, so Hashem understands, onus rachman apatre. Kias shofar is a power that arouses rachmei shemayim. It arouses zikaron. It's a machaper, like on Yom Kippur. It's a gedder of kodesh hakadoshim. If a person, Nebuch, is sick, and they're supposed to take medication to help their condition, and whatever it is, extenuating circumstances, and they're not able to take the medication, so they can't get better. They have a good excuse, but meanwhile, the medication is what's needed for them. So the fact that we don't have the zikaron of shofar, which is bringing our zikaron to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's, we're in trouble. It's like there's a kitrug of the satan. So what's the answer? How can we stand up to our Kaddish Baruch Hu and expect a good year if we, lemaisa, we don't have the shofar? So he says an incredible idea, the Meshech Chachma, Parshas Emor. He says, the essence of the shofar, the power of the shofar is the Akedah. It's Ma'aleh, the Schus of Yitzchak and the Akedah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is that Schus? The Yitzchak was willing to be Mevater on everything because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. Avram was willing to give it up, and Yitzchak was willing to give it up. And we're able to be Moser Nefesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you want, we're giving it all up for you. All we care is about what's best for you. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kai Yisrael is that we love each other so much, they're only interested in the other person's welfare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our welfare, and our interest in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's welfare. Therefore, if we're willing to show that we can sacrifice shofar, come what may, because we don't want Shabbos to be chas v'shalom desecrated. That is the greatest tribute to Klal Yisrael, as if there was an Akedah here. And therefore, it does the same thing as the Akedah, does the same thing as shofar. That desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shabbos to be protected, and I'm willing to say, even if it's going to make us more vulnerable, we're ready for that because we don't want Shabbos to be affected. That itself becomes a schus of shofar itself. There's also a Me'inu Inyan, the Aruch Haner has a Sefer on Chumash called Minchas Ani. You know, the Chassidish Sfarim like to say that Shabbos itself is rachamim. Shabbos itself is ma'orer schus for Klal Yisrael. The Bechina of Shabbos has within it the power that shofar has. They say at Rashi Tevos, Shabbos is Shabbos the Mokum Tekios. Shabbos counts that Kias Shofar. Shabbos can do what Shofar does. Says the Aruch Haner in his Sefer Minchas Ani, it's not so simple. Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, it can be the best of years, it can be the worst of years. And he makes the Cheshbon. Both Batei Migdash were destroyed in years that Rosh Hashanah fell on a Shabbos. But the year that Hashem forgave the Chet HaEgel was also Rosh Hashanah falling on a Shabbos. How can it be that the same calendar can sometimes bring about a powerful year and sometimes the exact opposite, a bad year? So he brings a mashal. You have an officer of the king who does something wrong, and the king says we have to put him on trial for what he did for his crime. He tells the judges, set up a trial date and judge him for his crime. So he gets very nervous, and he tried to figure out some solution, some way that he can have a better verdict. So he goes to his wife and he tells her his dilemma. So his wife consoles him and says, don't worry. I have a connection in the king's palace and I'll talk to them and they'll speak on your behalf to the judges. I know you're a good person. You didn't mean to do it. So you didn't mean to do it and you really want to do the right thing. And so it was. So comes the trial date and they found mitigating circumstances. He was exonerated. A short time later, another officer was also found guilty for the same crime. And the king again ordered him to stand trial before the judges, before the tribunal. And he's trying to find an etza. What's going to happen? He says, I remember my friend, his wife knew people, and she made a connection with those people, and it worked out okay. Same thing for me. My wife has a lot of connections in the palace. She'll do the same thing that the other person's wife did. I'm okay. The problem is that the second person had an anger problem. And when he was upset and tense, he would unfortunately lash out at his wife, domestic violence. This person could not control himself. He'd be angry. Next thing you know, he'd start physically abusing his wife. And so it was. He got angry at her one night and he beat her up and her face was scarred and you could see what he did to her. Meanwhile, he still wanted her to go and make the case for the people that she knew that he should have a better chance at a trial. So she goes, and she goes to the people, and she speaks to them. She begins to speak, and they notice on her face, they see the marks, and they realize what's going on here, and she's coming to plead on behalf of this husband, and they see on her face, the marks on her face show that this husband treated her so terribly, and someone said, this, you want us to speak on behalf of your husband? Look at what kind of a person he is. You're bringing only the opposite against him. You see what a terrible person he is. How can I come to his defense when I see how he acted? That's the mashal of the Aruch Haner. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is as follows. How can Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos be an amazing year? How can it be a terrible year? It depends on how we treat Shabbos. Shabbos is our defense. Shabbos is our sanegar. Shabbos is, we're married to Shabbos. Shabbos is the bas zug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we show respect to Shabbos, if that's how we've been treating Shabbos all year, if that's how we're committing ourselves to treat Shabbos, then the Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah becomes a schus for us. But if our feelings for Shabbos are not what they should be, if we're mezalzel in Shabbos chas v'shalom, then to the contrary, the thing that would have been the sanegor, the defense, becomes a kategor, becomes a prosecution. So therefore, the real isorus therefore has to be how we think about Shabbos, how we treat Shabbos, and with that, we can hope that Shabbos will do its thing to be Or Rachamim for us. And in Yetzir Hashem, even without the shofar, we should be zocher to that same schus that gives that we get through shofar. I just want to end with the machshava of the Netziv, and then if people want to stay on for whatever few minutes, we can also do that. The tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, as we mentioned before, there's a machokis whether you should even get too involved with your personal bakashas, but even if you do, clearly the theme of the day is so much about connecting to lofty ideas about Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvod Shamayim, Kvod Ha'uma. And the Netziv has this incredible comment in Hamik Dover on the bottom, in Harchiv Dover, Pashas Kisavo. And the basic gist of it is as follows. He says, there, he quotes Psukim in Tehillim Kuv Beis, that he says are reference to Klal Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah come to Davin. And this door, the door Acharon, when we're close enough to Mashiach's time, and we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, and this is a Rosh Hashanah, of course, like no other that we've experienced, none that I've ever experienced in my lifetime. I'm a little bit older than you guys are. And certainly in your lifetime, I don't think we've ever had a Rosh Hashanah like this one. Klal Yisrael come to Davin Rosh Hashanah about Malchus Shemayim. But the kavana is not the same kavana from one person to the other. There are different people and different thoughts and different machshavos. There's a person who's passionately in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening b'chol libo for Kvod Shamayim, for Hashem's name to be known in the world. And that's mamish what he's connecting with. And then there's another person that might be thinking about the state of Israel and the recognition that we need to get and how the enemies are always out to get us and we need to get the cover that we deserve and the Jews should have the cover we deserve and anti-Semitism should go down. These are also very important ideas, important values, and that's the kavana there. And then there are people who have even less than that. They don't even have enough of a feeling of connecting with Klal Yisrael. They don't even think about the fact that Israel is going into lockdown on Friday, and what does that mean to have a sukkah without tourism? It just doesn't speak to them, which is something that should touch all of us. But they say the words because that's what a good Jew does. You go to shul and you say the words. So it doesn't really have the real lev, the machshava, the kavana. But everyone is there davening together. So the pasuk that he quotes is as follows. Pona al tfilas ha'aror, v'lovaz es tfilasa. He turned to the tefillah of the broken one, and he did not reject their prayers. So it starts by Lashon Yachid, tefillah sa'aror, and it ends with tefillah sam, which is the rabbin. And the answer is because in that sibur, you just need that one, the one person who hits the mark with his kavana and is able to be mechavin b'chol libo, b'chol nafsho, b'chol ma'odo, b'kvod shamayim. And that tefillah can bring up everybody's tefillah as part of that sibur to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashana Toba, for Klal Yisrael, and for every individual. You don't have to think about the other one. Everyone has to think about themselves and how I can be mechavein for the Klal and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And together, the tefillahs themselves, all of them, ascend as one. But sometimes you just need that booster tefillah. That one person, the tefillah sa'aror, that can connect on the most pristine level with the words of the davening. We have so many opportunities over Rosh Hashanah to say these words, so maybe not every time is going to be the same as every other time, but I'm sure, especially in Musaf, there'll be times that those words will hit home, and whether it's the words of Malchios, a sentence here, a sentence there, whether it's Mipnei Chataenu, Golina Me'artzeinu, whatever it is, there'll be a connection that hopefully everybody can feel in their own way, thinking about their own connection to Eretz Yisrael, thinking about really the ultimate Kvod Shamayim and how there really isn't the recognition that the Kadosh Baruch Hu deserves in the world, and that our responsibility is to be ambassadors for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that we do and the integrity that we live by, both Bein Adam LaMakom, Bein Adam LaChavero, in the way that we interact among ourselves and among non-Jews, all of that is a chelek of what we stand for and what we want for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that we're living for ourselves. To make a Kiddush Hashem in the world is mamish, an expression of Kvod Shamayim. And we feel it in our bones and Rosh Hashanah more than any other time. I think that's a little bit of what we should be thinking about when we daven. I want to wish all of you Bechlal, and all of you Befrat and your Mishpachos, a Shnas Chaim V'Shalom. It should be a year of tremendous growth in Ruchnias, in Gashmias, everyone should feel benachas, the menucha. We should be zocha to Yeshuos, refuos, nachamos, lanu l'chol Yisrael. Ksiva v'chasim v'tolva.
Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Eliyahu, if you want, we can leave a few minutes for anyone after this year. I'm here to remain for a couple of minutes.